So the British government, extremely clear, extremely strong, the Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper indeed saying at this Munich security conference, only the Russian government had the means, the motive and the opportunity to use that toxin. She adds Russia saw Navalny as a threat. She adds also, by using this form of poison, the Russian state demonstrated the despicable tools it has at its disposal and the overwhelming fear it has of political opposition. She went on to say, epibatidine can be found naturally in dart frogs in the wild in South America. Dart frogs in captivity do not produce this toxin, and it is not found naturally in Russia. She went on also to say there is no innocent explanation for its presence in Navalny's body. So this is as Yvette Cooper, the British Foreign Secretary, met Yulia Navalnaya in Munich. And this is, of course, all coming 2 years after Mr. Navalny's death in that Siberian colony. So the UK Foreign Office also said there is no innocent explanation for the toxin called epibatidine being found in samples taken from Navalny's body. So clearly the cooperation and the timing are no accident, since there's been this, as Yvette Cooper was announcing these findings in Munich, a joint statement was being issued by the United Kingdom, by France, by Sweden, by Germany and the Netherlands.